This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Dairy farmers are struggling to stay in business because of low milk prices, and John Newton, Director of Intelligence for the American Farm Bureau, joins us for his take on the current state of the U.S. dairy industry and what can be done to rectify it.
In traveling the country this past year, I've met with dairy farmers from California to Vermont and everywhere in between, and there are some big issues on the horizon for the dairy industry. I think the number one issue, the poor farm economy that we're currently in. Milk prices, as well as other commodities, are at multi-year lows. That's having a huge impact on farmers' ability to meet debt requirements, to continue being in business. We've drawn down a lot of our equity over the last few years. Mm-hmm. The other one comes back to, you know, the changing consumer preferences, the increasing milk supply. It's all coming together in that we've got consumers drinking less milk. They're consuming more cheeses, more butters. Farmers are responding by producing record volumes of milk every single year, but we're testing processing capacity. Farmers aren't necessarily cutting back on their milk production. It's a little different in California. I think California has seen milk production declines for 23 out of the last 24 months. CDI is closing a plant. But in general, across the U.S., we're record volumes of milk. So we've got a supply and a demand situation that doesn't look to rectify itself anytime soon.
While consumers are not drinking as much milk as before, demand for other dairy products is encouraging.
We consume more cheese every year, more butter. Per capita consumption of butter is up quite a bit from where it was a number of years ago. You know, and there are always opportunities to find that next big thing, like Greek yogurt. So, it's important to not only try to find and position well in that domestic market, but then market access opportunities elsewhere around the world are really critical when you think about 96% of the world's population lives outside the United States and how key dairy is as an essential protein in the diet.
He says it's important for farmers to have a seat at the table with food companies.
We work with a lot of different food companies, you know, across the supply chain, and everybody's really focused on innovation, meeting the demands of the consumer, the on-the-go consumer. So what Farm Bureau's done is, you know, at our most recent conference in Nashville, we brought some of those thought leaders together with the farmers and ranchers of this country. We brought them together with companies like Kroger, with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, just to talk about what we're doing from an innovation space, what we're doing from combating global poverty space and how U.S. farmers can be well positioned and all of that. And then we also sit on the board for a lot of different food companies. We were stakeholders in a lot of food companies so that we have a seat at the table when these folks are talking about what is sustainable agriculture. We know that the technologies that we use, we're able to produce bigger harvests every single year while using less resources, and it's important for farmers to tell that story too.
He says even though the U.S. economy is strong, the dairy producer could get squeezed with those tight margins.
We're definitely seeing an improving global economy. 2017, U.S. economy grew above expectations. There are expectations that the economy will continue to grow in 2018. That has implications in a lot of areas. One of those is monetary policy, Fed policy, what that could do to the value of the dollar. That can change our competitive position in the export markets as you think about that. So there are a lot of different things to think about, but when you come back to it in the U.S., what's happening is, you know, we've got weak product prices going out over the next 6 to 8 months, forecast Class 3 milk prices below $13. We're going to get into that spring flush period, and if we have any weather concerns at all in that crop that we plant this spring, we could really see dairy margins get squeezed, even though the global economy is improving. The domestic market's fairly mature, and so it's really that global economy improving, getting us more access in those export markets that can help lift those prices. But I think we've got to clear some of those powder inventories before U.S. milk checks really start to see the levels we saw back in 2014.
That's John Newton, Director of Intelligence for the American Farm Bureau.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.